is our returning champion, Chris Ciardi from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stand by to see Chris play for a trip to London, valued at $5,118. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros, valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
How about that? Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us. Let us welcome back our champion, aspiring comedian and good player here, Chris Ciardi. Hello there, Chris.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good to see you again. Do you think now you want a career on the stage? And how are you enjoying this television exposure?
This is very exciting.
Yes?
It really is.
You're enjoying it?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, you're going now, as Jay was saying. You passed up $3,000 in cash, a shopping spree on the last show. Put your money in the bank. The trip to London here on Sale of the Century costs $175. You've got $85 in the bank, so a win with $90 more dollars, and you could take that trip to London if you so choose. And up the line from there is a wonderful jukebox worth $8,000. A lot of good things up the line. Ready to go?
Yes, Sam.
All right,
ready.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. No, that's good stuff.
Okay.
Who did you bring us?
She likes to check out the ice. From Woodland Hills, California, big hello to Susan Lazarovich.
Hi there, Susan.
And he goes to great heights for excitement. Originally from Northbrook, Illinois, a big hand to Randy Moore.
Hi, Randy. No, I like it. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
See you later. Randy, you go to great heights for excitement?
Well, that's right, Jim. When I was in college, I was a member of the Parachute Club. And I got my kicks jumping out of airplanes.
That's great heights. How many times have you done it?
I've got 13 jumps.
Boy, that's 12 more than I do, I think, after I did one. Susan, nice to have you here. You like to check out the ice.
Yes, my boyfriend and I have season tickets to the L.A. Kings games, and last year we never missed a home game.
Oh, so you're an avid hockey fan,
yes,
then, huh? Nice to have you here as well, Susan. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you each off with $20. And, of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. He gets to do some great shopping. When she was married to Sonny, what was Cher's last... Susan?
Cher, Bono.
Yes, that's right. Cher, her last name was Bono. You're right. You get $5 for the correct answer for $25. What was the first name of Mrs. George Washington? Susan.
Martha.
I thought it was Cher. No, Martha, you're right. You got another $5. You go to $30. And the old saying, ignorance is, Chris?
Bliss.
Bliss it is. Champion to serve from. He gets his first $5 on the plus side. What children's game is played with Emmys, Moonstones, and Cats? Chris?
Marbles.
Cat's eyes, I was going to say. Marbles is right. Chris ties Susan for first place. Oysters should only be eaten in months with, Susan?
End in Y.
No. Only in months. Never heard it with the letter R in them. That's the expression. You lose $5 on that, Susan. Sorry about that. Going down to $25. Chris, I don't think you're sorry, because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Chris, you are now in the lead by $5 over Susan, $10 over Randy. You might like this.
Oh, Chris, this instant bargain is alarming. Step one, the portable system for home security. The loud alarm frightens intruders away. Easy installation. Step one, a linear product, and it's normally priced at $320. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $6.
Oh, boy, do they enjoy their work. Chris, very useful item. $320 normally, $6 here on Sale of the Century. You've got a $5 lead, so I'll knock a dollar off the price. You can have it. For the value of one question, you'd be in a tie with Susan. For $5, going once, going twice, no sale. He's an optimist. He doesn't think he needs that. All right, back to business with us. Hope you don't, incidentally. What popular TV show opened with the song, Those Were the Days? Chris.
All in the Family.
All in the Family is right. Champion stretches the lead to $10. As far as the law is concerned, what does a man have too many of if he's a bigamist? Chris.
Wives.
Wives is right. Champion up to 40. What Civil War general went on to become our 18th... Susan?
Grant.
Our 18th president was exactly right with Ulysses S. Grant. Susan, good anticipation, goes to 30. Well, it's time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of that Fame Game board. A lot of information buzzing when you know a famous character. I am a fictional character who first appeared in a story called The Little White Bird, published in 1902. 2 years later, my story was made into a play produced in England. While I am a boy, my role has usually been portrayed by such women as Eva Le Gallienne and Mary Martin. Chris.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is right, yes. And Chris, you've got control of the board. There are nine numbers up there. We'll show you where the $10 money card is.
It's behind the number three.
Give you something to shoot for. And as the lights race around, we lock that into your buzzer now. Chris, you're on your own. And
come
you can
on,
stop
number
that light
three.
When you want. Ooh, stopped it at number eight. You didn't find the money card, but you'll get this prize.
Gold dumbbells.
All right. This spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate. Functional and attractive with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
Wow, that isn't something you go out and buy every day, Chris.
I could strengthen my act.
That's right, you could strengthen your... Oh, he's ready. We'll be right back. Our champion, Chris Ciardi, needs a win and $90 for that great trip to London. He's almost halfway there, and he's got the lead. Chris at 40, Susan at 30, Randy at 20. We're back with this for five. What vegetable comes in the following varieties? Lamb's tongue, butterhead, and romaine. Susan.
Lettuce.
Lamb's tongue? Yeah, that's right. Lettuce it is. And Susan at 35. She keeps pushing the tent. In the classic beer barrel polka, roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of what? Chris.
Beer.
No. No, we'll have a barrel of fun. Your mind was on other things, Chris. You lose $5 on that, down to 35, and a tie with Susan. What do you have trouble doing when you have insomnia? Chris?
Sleeping.
Got that $5 right back, and again the lead, yes. What punctuation mark do you have if you put a period above a comma? Susan?
Semicolon.
Semicolon it is, and we've got a tie with Susan and Chris, yeah. And it is time for an instant bargain, and with a tie, Susan and Chris. Now, only one of you can have a very useful item when you hear the low sale of the century price hit your buzzer, and this is yours.
Susan or Chris, we think you'll warm up to this cool gift. A Kelvinator No Frost 16 cubic foot refrigerator freezer. Only 28 inches wide, has four adjustable cantilevered shelves, see-through meat keeper, and twin crispers. Furnished by Kelvinator, and it's normally priced at $709. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
They actually put something edible in there, haven't they? Well, Susan, Chris, $709 refrigerator. Good, useful thing. I'd like for one of you to have it.
Yeah.
11, mm-hmm. 10,
could use it.
9, could use it. 8, 7. Oh, Chris was quick. $7. You got it. Enjoy that. $7 for the refrigerator. We knocked the $7 off your score. He was sitting back there. He was sandbagging, I think is the term. It looked like he didn't want it at all. Good job, but he's got it. Back with this. What creature starts out as a caterpillar? Chris?
A butterfly.
A butterfly or a moth, and you got $5 of the $7 right back. Yes. Name the French teenager who developed a system of reading and writing for the blind. Randy.
Braille.
Braille, Louis Braille. You're right. Randy to 25. And the Randy Moore fan club is heard from. What European city is divided by a 27-mile, Susan?
Berlin.
By a 27-mile long wall. You are right, Berlin it is. Susan took a chance, and she was right. Goes to 45. The more common name given to the Aurora Borealis is, Chris?
The Northern Lights.
That's what it is, Northern Lights. Chris, over the $40 mark as well. What are you studying if you're going to the Berlitz School? Susan?
Languages.
Languages is right. Susan hits the $50 mark with a $7 lead. Yeah. Speaking of learning languages, this is absolutely true. It is an excerpt from a Portuguese-English phrase book entitled English as She is Spoke. True. That's what it is. The section entitled For to Ride a Horse offers the following dialogue. Here is a horse who have bad looks. Give me another. I will not that. He not know to march. He is Percy. He is foundered. Don't you are ashamed to give me a jade as like. Aren't too many Portuguese learning English, I'll tell you, friends. We'll be right back. I must say, I was thinking of that last instant bargain there with Susan. Looked like he was just waiting for the right price, and suddenly Chris jumped in. And, of course, now he's in second place. Susan at 50, Chris at 43, Randy at 25. $15 money card will be added up there to the board. Fame game and a famous person. I am a television newsman born in South Dakota in 1940. Watching David Brinkley and Chet Huntley inspired me to enter broadcast journalism. And at age 15, I became a newscaster. I worked on several local stations before I became the White House correspondent for NBC. Susan.
Dan Rather?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 50. You're playing for control of the board, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Randy and Chris. When Barbara Walters left the Today Show in 1976, I became the host. And in 1982, Roger Mudd and I replaced John Chancellor as anchorman. Randy?
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw does it by himself now. Yeah. Well, first of all, Randy, someone will show you that $15 money card.
It's behind the number 4.
The 10 is still up there. There's the 15 as well. We've locked them in now to your buzzer. Good luck, and you stop that light.
Think I'm going to go for the number 4. Here it comes.
Ooh, you almost got to it, but behind number 7, you'll have a nice prize.
Vacuums, Royal Vacuums, including the handy Prince Held Portable. Features metal construction and revolving brush, just like the big ones, for quick, easy cleaning most anywhere. Furnished by Royal Appliances.
$395 worth of appliances. They, of course, are yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And, gee, on our last show, we knocked off 2 of those money cards, and we haven't been able to find any today. $25 will be added later. Back with all 3 of you now on this. In a famous speech in 1961, FCC Chairman Newton Minow called it a vast wasteland. Randy.
Television.
That's what he was talking about. Television. Randy goes to 30. What do we call the member of the graduating class who gives the farewell, Randy?
Valedictorian.
Farewell speech at commencement. Valedictorian is right, and Randy begins to make a move. In the title Magnum PI, what do the letters PI, Chris?
Private investigator.
That's what they stand for, and the champion adds another 5, pulls it within $2 of Susan. But Susan, this time he cannot beat you to the buzzer because you've got the lead all to yourself, and we got a nice prize for you to think about.
Great.
Susan, we want you to take a hike on your fabulous trip to Utah. Ooh, we'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City, Utah. You'll enjoy 5 days on Bald Eagle Mountain in a European-style lodge. Fine dining, complete health facilities, and the magnificent mountains. This great trip is normally priced at $1,800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16. Woo!
Looks like you were running away from the javelin event at the last Olympics. Susan, $1,800 trip. It would be a great trip for you. Are you interested? Do you like that trip?
We love the outdoors. My boys and I, we just love camping outdoors. We've never been to Utah.
Oh, well, you would see that. Boy, she puts me on the spot when she does that. Doggone it, you put me on the spot. All right, I'll help you. At $16 is a big price. That could cost you the game. But I'll tell you what I'll do. You will be trailing by 1 question if I sell you the $1,800 trip for $7.
Ooh.
Going once, going to Utah. Enjoy the trip. And we cost you just $7. We knock it off your score, and you are trailing the champion as promised by 1 question. Down to the wire we go right after this. Should be a good trip, Susan. Enjoy that. The champion more than halfway to that over $5,000 trip to London, and the reason he is now in the lead is because Susan's got herself a trip to Utah. 48 for Chris, 43 for Susan, and Randy right in there at 35. According to the Bible, what part of Adam's body was used to make Eve? Susan?
Rib.
The rib is right. We've got a tie with Susan and Chris. What cabinet position did John Mitchell hold in the Nixon, Randy?
Secretary of Defense.
Nope. Attorney General in the Nixon administration, and Randy takes a backward step, losing 5. An atom is composed of negatively charged electrons and positively, Randy?
Protons.
That's positively charged protons. You're right. Get that $5 right back. Third and final crack of the fame game. All 3 big money cards are going to be up there. Famous place. I am a spectacular natural wonder formed thousands of years ago. My name comes from an Iroquois word. The first written account of me reads, "These waters foam and boil in a fearful manner." Randy.
Old Faithful.
Incorrect. Took a chance, did not pay off. You stay at 35, but out of the rest of the question. Clear the board. Continue for Susan and Chris, who are in a tie. These waters foam and boil in a fearful manner. They thunder continually. Chris?
Niagara Falls.
Several boats called the Maid of the Mist go on Niagara Falls. You are right. You've got control of the board. Where's the $25 money card, Stella?
Fine, number 5.
Well, 3 big money cards up there for you to shoot for. There go the lights moving around. Chris, we're locked into your buzzer, and you can stop that light anytime you want.
Come on, number 5.
Oh, you got a money card. $10 money card. We add that to Chris's score, and he now goes into a 2-question lead over Susan. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Chris at 58, Susan at 48, Randy at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. In what country would tourists visit the city of Edinburgh? Susan.
Scotland.
Right. What anniversary is marked by a centennial? Chris.
100th.
Right. With what professional sport do you associate Fernando Valenzuela? Chris.
Baseball.
Right. Name the writer who created Sherlock Holmes. Chris.
Arthur Conan Doyle.
Right. According to the fairy tale, what kind of bird did the ugly duckling become? Chris.
A swan.
Right. What date occurs only in a leap year? Chris.
February 29th.
Right. What naval hero said, I have not yet begun to fight? Chris.
John Paul Jones.
Right. What is the capital city of Michigan? Susan.
St. Paul.
Wrong. What fungus is instrumental in making wine, beer, and bread? Randy.
Yeast.
Right. In what sport are you competing if you're vying for the Davis Cup? Chris.
Tennis.
Right. How many thousands are in a million? Chris.
1,000.
Right. On what holiday do we sing Auld Lang Syne? Chris.
New Year's Eve.
Right. Name the president who led the United States through World War I. Randy.
Wilson.
Right. What was the former name of the Southeast Asian country known as Kampuchea? Time is up. Chris is the champion still with a great speed round. Got more than enough money for that trip to London if he wants to take it. Kampuchea was originally Cambodia. Time ran out before he had a chance to answer. And the capital city of Michigan is Lansing. We've got to say goodbye to Randy and Susan, and I'm delighted they're not going home empty-handed. Randy, you've got the cleaning appliances with the cash in front of you. You're well over $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Susan, I think you got what you wanted. You got that lovely trip to Utah with the cash in front of you. Not a bad one-day total. $1,848 in cash and prizes. Enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
But Chris Ciardi is going to enjoy a trip with me back shopping. Come on, Chris. $103 win.
I think what was it? You needed 90. You got 103.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, your total now is $188. And I know this. You have enough money. Say yes, and you can afford this great trip.
Here's a jolly good trip to jolly old England. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 10 smashing days in exciting England. Enjoy the splendor of Buckingham Palace, London's theater district, and the lovely English countryside. This grand trip, normally priced at $5,118, it's yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, and you can be off to London. You have $188, so you've got enough money to take a fabulous trip to one of my favorite places. But I must tell you now, with $188, you get to $260, another $72, and another win, and you could have this beautiful and unusual life.
Move your feet to the beat of this fabulous jukebox. Designed in the style of post-war jukebox America, its vintage styling is an explosion of color, highlighted by chrome and mellowed by soft wood shades of intricate cabinet trim. Furnished by Jukeboxes for Rent. Normally priced at $8,000, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
You're $72 away and another win from an $8,000 jukebox with some good stuff on there. Yes, I even know some of those songs. My goodness, that would be lovely. Next thing up the line, if you continued to win $340, you could have this beautiful ring, Jay.
Here's elegance with a ring to it. The stunning ladies' ring. A sparkling spinel gem surrounded by brilliant cut diamonds. And a beautiful 18-carat white gold band. Yours with a gift certificate from Jules by Edwire of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous ring, normally priced at $12,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
You are a single fellow?
Yes.
You could definitely make friends with that ring, Chris, that's for sure. Let me tell you, up the line, the next thing, his and her furs we haven't seen yet. That's $445. Mm-hmm. The two cars, $530. $640 would get you all of the prizes on the stage. Incidentally, that's over $66,000 worth. $750 gets you all the prizes, and this...
a cash jackpot of $70,000!
$136,885 in cash and prizes in total. And Chris, right now, your decision is take that trip to London and leave, or take the risk that you could continue to win with the jukebox the next thing up the line. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision after this. Back with our champion, Chris Ciardi. $188 in your bank account will buy you an over $5,000 trip to London if you'd like. Or put the money in the bank, $72 more and another win, and you could have that very fascinating jukebox worth $8,000. What's it going to be, Chris?
It's tempting, but I'm coming back.
He's coming back, so we'll put his money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot as well. $71,000 and two new challengers next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The die is cash, right? Yeah.
Congrats. Thank you very much.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.